Chris, you have a guest.
I do have a guest. We're very lucky in the studio. We've got a phone in from Paul Armstrong, the coordinator of Marine Debris Campaign. It's a fantastic way to keep our, they're a group that keep our beaches clean. They have to actually log a lot of what they pick up down the beach. And tomorrow we are having a beach clean at Salix Beach at between 10 and 12. So get yourself down to Salix Beach. Paul, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Chris. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good, really good. Yeah, it's been a big week. We've had a bit of rain, but it's going to be a good day tomorrow.
Yeah, it's looking up. We've got a decent weather for the beach clean, definitely.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Because I can hear an English accent going on there. You want to tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Sea Shepherd?
Yeah, no problem. You're right, there is an English accent there. I'm originally from London, and we moved over to Australia 15 years ago, brought the family across. And I've been involved with Sea Shepherd for 3-4 years now.
Oh, fantastic.
The Marine Debris Campaign's been going for a couple of years. I was involved with it from the start, and I took over as the coordinator about 18 months ago.
Yeah, I can attest to the amount of work you do down there. I try to get to as many beach cleans as I can. I mean, you know, we all live busy lives, but there's something about getting yourself down and actually doing like direct action, isn't there?
There's nothing better. It's the tangible thing. You're actually achieving something by getting down the beach and cleaning them. And there's certainly a sense of satisfaction when you see what we remove from the beaches.
I can find it very relaxing as well. You know, you can get out and you can actually, we all have different ways of doing it. You get yourself a bucket and some tongs and you head up down the beach. Now, for me, I'm a walker, so I'll walk and I'll do lots of grids, lots of lines. Whereas I see other people, they'll sit down and they'll just sift through the sand in 1 meter squared. So we're all doing things a little bit differently.
Yeah, we do. I mean, to give you some idea, and I'm reading this off a bit of paper, I wouldn't really think I could remember these numbers, but since the campaign's been going, we've across Australia, we've done 279 cleanups, engaged 10,349 volunteers, and we picked up 1,233,595 pieces of debris off the beach. Now, that's a massive
amount.
That's
incredible, and all off the top of your head, too.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd like to say it was off the top of my head, mate, but I was definitely reading that then.
There are some amazing numbers. I want to introduce you to Victor. Here's my other DJ.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Victor. How are you, mate?
Yeah, you're really good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm still working on getting him down the beach for a beach clean at some stage.
Oh, you have to come down, mate. It's a fantastic atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, everyone gets down there nice and early. You know, get out, and it's quite amazing the sort of things you find. I mean, the amount of plastic that changes, and it makes you look at things completely differently. Once you start to see that what looks like maybe looks like a clean beach isn't quite as clean as you think it is, it's as soon as you start picking stuff up.
Well, it's the cigarette butts which really stand out. I mean, how anyone can just sit there on the beach and then just put their butt in the sand and walk off is beyond me. I mean, the wildlife is just eating this up. And, you know, the sight of a dead bird with his intestines filled with bottle caps, straws and other pieces of rubbish should be enough for anyone to realise we have lost control and our oceans and marine life are in serious trouble from the increased problem.
Yeah, I know that we have to keep working at it, have to keep working at it, don't we, Paul?
We do. Australia's pristine waters are fouled by the never-ending flow of pollutions and damaging effluents of industry, agriculture and sewage. It'd be nice if everyone could realise what damage we're doing to the planet. But there's a few of us, we're getting there. I mean, you're one of them, Chris. We're getting together. We'll get there. And through education, hopefully more people will buy into what we're saying and realise that if we don't do something soon, I mean, by the year 2050, there's going to be more rubbish in the ocean than there is fish. And that's a fact.
Yeah, there's a few really good documentaries out there that cover the plastic problem that we have at the moment. Like with Blue is a big a documentary on the plastic and what the effect is having around the world. And there's another one, Albatross, isn't there? Have you seen that?
Yeah, Albatross. Well, I actually, last Sunday, they did a showing of Albatross and I did a speech before that. And we got another one coming up today, another viewing. at Flinders University.
Oh, we'd love to get those details and put them on our Yarning Country Facebook page. So, we're gonna make an attempt to become a part of the marine debris campaigns over the next few years. You know, we want to get lots of people. We want to get a lot of local people down. Let's see a lot of Nungas down there. Let's get our beaches looking pristine like they should do.
I think once you get down there, and when you walk along the beach, you don't notice it. When you're looking for it, you find it. Now, one of my motivations is I'm lucky enough to be a grandfather, and I look at my little one-year-old granddaughter, Gabriella, and I just want a world for her. I just want us not to destroy the planet. You know, we've all got to have our motivations, and my family's one of my main motivations.
Oh, that's so beautiful, man. Thank you for sharing that with us. I can really hear how much you care about the planet. And that's the thing, you see. A lot of people don't realise what we've got to lose. They just take it for granted that it's all going to be clean.
We got everything to lose, mate, if we don't do something to
everything. We are so lucky that we have quite a small population in comparison to the rest of the world. But, you know, just with micro... little bits of plastic that end up in all our lotions, all the lotions that we end up and they wash down. There's so many things that we have to look at when we look at our shopping. When we just go to the shopping centre and we're buying these things, we have to make a decision, you know. Do you really need those micro balls in your facial scrub? You know,
then plastics just break down into smaller and smaller pieces, and research has shown us that they're going to last thousands of years. Toxins including DDT, BPA, methylmercury, they stick to these microplastics and enter the food chain. Now, that's entering the marine life food chains. It accumulates in birds and in humans if you eat meat, eat fish. And you just can't get away from the fact that plastic is in everywhere, you know.
Yeah, I know. And it's times like this that we get to actually, when you get yourself down to the beach and have a look around, even when you're walking on the way from the car park, look down at your feet and pick up a few things. I think that's what we can all do to help. I'm really grateful to have people like you and the people that are with you on the marine debris campaigns all around Australia and around the world. So I'm thanking you as a First Nations person and as a human being that, you're doing a great job. And thanks for coming on our program.
Oh, that means a lot, mate. That means a lot.
Yeah, well, hey, I'll be down there with you tomorrow. We'll do an acknowledgement to country and we can go out there and we can pick up and we can make this world a better place together. And anyone else who wants to get in there and come down with us, you know, everyone's welcome down there. You've got a song that you'd like us to play, Paul?
Just one word sprung to mind. Midnight Oil, One Country, please.
Oh, thank you. No worries. Well, hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning.